Turn with me your Bibles to Acts in chapter 7. I'll read verses 9 and 10. And the patriarchs, becoming envious, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him and delivered him out of all his troubles and gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. Help me open to Hebrews 13 quickly. I will read from verse 5. This is just verse 5. Let me read verse 5. Can somebody read it in King James quickly? King James.
Let your conversation be without covetousness.
Okay.
And be content with such things as ye have.
Okay.
For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Hallelujah. Now what we are looking at here is, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But see where he started. He says, let your conduct, let your conversation be without covetousness. But he's saying, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You begin to wonder, how do they marry? But if you go back to where we started from, but the patriarchs becoming what? And so do they agree? Do the two verses agree? Hello. Glory be to God in the highest. So you can begin to see that a lack of contentment is inimical to the presence you carry. And you see, lack of contentment has got nothing to do with what you have or don't have. It's a problem on the inside. Because if we give you the entire world, you will still have the problem of contentment. It's something deep. That's why envy is. It's not what you have or don't have. It's the fact that that person has. Can you see that? It's a problem. So it doesn't matter if we give you the whole world. As long as that person has, that's the problem. And that was why he was sold into slavery. You see, this year, in the name of Jesus, those who saw you last year, we wonder. I say, in the name of Jesus, they will wonder. In the name of Jesus. Let me read the amplified version of that same verse of Hebrews chapter 13. Just verse 5. Until I stop, I'm still in verse 5. It's pretty long in the Amplified Bible. Let your character, or moral disposition rather, be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. It's not saying that you should not deal with the devil when you have to deal with the devil. It's not saying that you should not crave for an improvement on your situation. No. But it's in line with comparing yourself with someone else. Praise the Lord. So he continues saying, for he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not. I'm still reading. I'm not repeating myself. I'm just reading on. Let me go back again. I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not. I will not. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down. Relax, my hold is on you. Assuredly, I will not. Glory be to God in the highest. You see, sometimes we don't get it the way it is said, because in writing you clean up properly. Hello? So repetitions and emphasis sometimes are skipped. But look at the writer of Hebrew assuring the brethren. He said, he who has sent you, look, he said, look, clean your character of anything competition or greed. He said, then you should understand why I'm asking you to do this. Because I have told you, I will never leave you. So what on earth can you need that I am not able to provide for you? What he's saying in effect is this. And look at what he says. He says, I will not. I will not. The third time, I will not. Except I didn't choose you. And except I didn't call you. I don't send without accompanying. I will not. Now, the challenge is not God. The challenge is you believing him for what he has said. He will not. Man may say it and turn back. The Bible says of God in the book of Isaiah, said, the word that has gone out of my mouth shall not return to me void. He said it will accomplish the very purpose. which I have spoken it. You know what that tells me? Whatever God has said concerning me here is purposeful. It will come to pass. But you see, anything from person or from the devil is just to distract you. That's why if there is a strength in the testimonies we heard tonight, is the staying power. This God that I trust will do it. I will not. In Matthew 28:20, it says, lo, I am with you how? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Only for a period. Always, and not just in this age, but unto the end of the ages. As a matter of fact, from the day that the partitioning wall between you and Jesus Christ and God was removed by the blood of Jesus, you will never be alone again. Because by the time you finish your assignments here and you cross over, you will be with him forever. So there are certain things that you just have to settle right here and now. But God was with Joseph. I say I will not. I will not. Because I can assure in the name of Jesus, he will not leave me alone. Anyone he calls, he follows them. You know what he said to? He said, but pastor, because you're a pastor. No. If you're a Christian, Abby, you are chosen. You are called. See what Paul was telling them in 1 Corinthians? He said, don't you see, brethren, that you're calling? Not many who are wise are called. He wasn't talking to pastors or apostles and prophets alone. He was talking to believers. You have a calling. You are chosen. And what I've come to realize, ladies and gentlemen, there is no one he calls that he does not accompany. As a matter of fact, that's what defines his calling. Before he said to them, keep and tend the garden, he made sure his presence was in the garden. You see, where was his presence? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You can mess around with every tree, but you can't with that one. And how did he establish his presence there with them? He said, the day you eat of that fruit, do not eat. So that one line becomes the authority in the garden. And in spite of that, he will walk in the cool of the day. And they will walk with him. Hallelujah. I thank God for 2014. In the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, every achievement in life has a measure of risk and boldness. This year, in your walk with the Master, your boldness will smell out. No matter how you want to humbly keep it, they will see it. In the name of Jesus, it will leak out. I feel the fire. I almost can turn in a direction to say, somebody just said, I got that. I know, sincerely. I know it's all over the hall, but this direction, there's somebody that just said, this is mine. You say, why is this working? What did you think they were praying for? They moved on the instruction of his word, and that the beautiful gate things could not remain the same. Don't you know that henceforth in your life, in the name of Jesus, and I mean it, and I'm not just saying it, I mean it in the name of Jesus, and I say it on the strength of the ever-present Holy Ghost. I say in the name of Jesus, things will not remain the same about you anymore. But that's the Bible. Things will never, in the name of Jesus, things will never. And my prayer is this, that you always know the difference between pride and boldness. The seeming boldness that submits to nobody is no boldness, it's pride. The boldness that no other person on earth can talk to you is pride. If in your family, if you are married, your father, your mother cannot talk to you. No, they don't have to control your home. No, they don't. Don't allow them. But when you are going off track, you should be able to say, come, my son. If nobody on earth can talk to you, you are towing the line of the devil. Please, I'm not frightening you. Why do you think he was kicked out? He became an institution to himself. He was something to nobody else. No one else. You know what that means? He's coming down. So as long as you're able to discern that, and of course, why should you have a problem discerning the difference? If it's of the Holy Ghost, of course you will know the difference. Of course you will know it. You will not leave any place you get into normally, as I mean, the way you are, the way they've been anymore. It's one of the characteristics of the presence of the Holy Ghost in the life of a believer. And that's the truth. Why do you have to struggle unnecessarily? The Bible says that if you have to labor at all, just labor to enter into that rest. What rest? The rest of faith. All your fight, just enter that rest. And what happens there? You take God at his word. That's all. So I said to them today, I said, because this is, and I meant it. God, no, I was instructed to do it. There will be no planting that I will know that will be open. There will be door for them, for the devil. Near me. That door will burn with fire. The Bible said they will perish. Check the Bible, check Isaiah 41. And I haven't done that, then you shut that door and let them kick them out. What God did was he kicked out the devil, and that's all, and his kingdom continued. God was too busy not to be disturbed by that. This every seeming disturbance in your life, spiritual, emotional, physical, in the, you forgot the prayer you prayed here on the 30th, and you pray on the 31st. Anything that has tormented and disturbed and stagnated my life, whether generationally or in the years past, they will not follow you. That wasn't that what you prayed? And they cannot follow you. In the name of Jesus. It was a dangerous prayer. It was real. So kick them out. So let's face Jesus. The Bible says looking unto Jesus. Come on, talk to me. Isn't it amazing that you cannot talk of Jesus without talking of finishing? Come on. Think about it. You can't talk of Jesus without talking about your finishing. Looking unto Jesus, the who? And the who? Of what? Hallelujah. And so we call him the Alpha, the beginning, the first. So when a man is obeying scriptures by focusing on Jesus, your life is secured. Your future is secured. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah. Glory be to God. But God who was with Joseph. Hallelujah. But envy was the reason the soul. Let me tell you this. Everything envy will come bring your way, no matter how much of a betrayal it is, no matter how hurting it will be. Please don't kill yourself because of it. No matter how letting down it will be for you, how seemingly disgraceful the target is, it, don't bother yourself. I feel the fire. Don't bother yourself one bit. He was sold into slavery. Was he betrayed? Of course he was betrayed. Was he disappointed? Of course he was disappointed. More so, it was not just outsiders. They were his brothers. You have not been betrayed. You only said one thing that you didn't like. You want to kill yourself. Sometimes it's not the devil. It's not even the enemy you call your enemy. You are your problem. I'm not joking. Honest. I feel uncomfortable sitting here because I know the activity is going on right now in the spirit. If you understand very well, they didn't plan to sell him to slavery. They planned to kill him. But God! Now hear me. Let the devils walk on their heads until your assignment is complete. I say until your assignment. Let them group together. Until your assignment is complete. You are going nowhere. Instead, you will forge ahead. You will finish well. In the name of Jesus. He said, surely they will gather together. So if they don't, they will be bastards. They are not the true sons of their father, the devil. I feel the fire. Surely they will gather together. He said, but not of me. I'm not the reason for their gathering. I'm because you are my son and my daughter. On account of you, they will fall. In the name of Jesus. You see, why did he say that they are not true sons? They are bastards. Even Jesus said that you brood of vipers. You are sons of the snakes. Don't pretend and be troubling the church. And those were those then that were saying that they were the Pharisees. Follow me closely. In the name of Jesus. You will amaze yourself this year. In the name of Jesus. Hey, glory be to God in the highest. I see until you finish your assignment, you're not going anywhere. If they like, let them come and stand on you, Amala, when you are eating it. They can do you nothing. Because even when you take poison. So what do you believe? Whose report do you believe? Are you sure? That's why this is a stranger. In the name of Jesus. Now, but God was with him when he said, let us kill him. But God, they didn't know that, but God was. See, what did God do? He raised up Reuben. He said, you know, my brethren, don't let us do that. No. Why would we do that? No. So let's throw him into the pit. They threw him. And Reuben went out to do something. I don't know what he went to do. I forgot what he went to do. It wasn't when he went to chase a woman, no. But Reuben left his post. Before he came, they said, see, Reuben was the one that stopped us from killing. Let's sell him. They never stop imagining evil. Let me shock you with this. You don't imagine evil all the time. We don't imagine evil. We imagine good things. But anything good somebody does, I said, this person did so good, you say, what good? You never see anything good in what any other person does. Be careful. What a preaching! What kind of preaching? Be careful. Be very careful. And when they come to you, they say, don't mind them. Don't mind what he was saying. You just say, really? Oh, okay, I didn't see that, but I saw this one. That was good. God bless you. Walk away quickly. That person has a problem. Praise the Lord. Come, let's finish this thing. It's very good. Where we're going is beautiful. Then, let's sell him. They didn't know that God called him. God chose him. God is guiding him. But God was. As they decided to sell, the Ishmaelites appeared. God is wonderful. God is faithful. They said, fine, look at the Ishmaelites. You know how they sold him? They sold him how they would sell a crippled slave. They sold him worthless. Selling him as a slave was bad enough, but they sold him as a worthless slave. So they bought him, and they were happy for a good deal. Then he landed in Egypt, and he was on the slave market. A princess, gone with everything. I mean, you can't compare with a slave, a non-entity. This guy that was the prince of the house, slave market in Egypt. And the father, if his father knew he was slave market in Egypt, at least he would begin to make plans and begin to pray that God, they told him he was dead. And they conducted a funeral service for him. But the funeral service that God has not ordained can never hold. I say, in the name of Jesus. Hey! Hey! And so in the slave market, Potiphar. Why Potiphar? The chief executioner was the one that came. This man, killing people was nothing to him. Heartless. So you can't offend such a person. He was the one that bought him. I'm sure had Joseph known who he was, he said, God, well, it is well. With my soul, it is. But hear me, church. The Bible says all things work together for God. You have cried and criticized and grumbled and shouted. And Peter, particularly, he bought all the bad things, in quote, that has happened in the past. Don't you know the more you dwell on them, the more you shut the door to the light. The more you dwell on them, the more you allow the devil hover over your affairs. Don't you think it's time to shut the door against the devil? Don't you think it's time to shut the door, keep out the devil? Shut the door, keep the devil.
Lindana, shut the door, keep out the devil. Light the candle, everything's alright.
Oh,
light the candle, everything's alright.
That's why you can't. I'm not joking. God knows I'm serious. I'm not joking. All we can do is pray. But you check yourself, check your character, check your moral disposition. Because his hands are not too short. Pastor, are you trying to put all the guilt and the pain? No, I'm not. I'm saying when you've done all to stand, then now you can stand. And they will come in due season. You'll be in that position where what is bringing will come your way. Let no devil be able to look at you and say you are an adulterer, you're a fornicator, you're a murderer. No. Stand and let the devil see. Say, this is righteousness of God. So that whatever you are going through, no, God is in charge. I feel the fire. But from the day he entered the house of Potiphar, things changed. The Bible said that God was with him and prospered him in all his ways. Can I drop it as a conclusion? This year, because of the favor of God, spiritually, unusual prosperity. In the name of Jesus. I say emotionally, unusual prosperity. I say physically.